Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
To the Real Talk for Real People show, you perhaps are wondering, rightfully so, and you should be, what is the Real Talk for Real People show is about? It's about studies into the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. a bird's eye view, critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I. Why? Because you shouldn't. You trust in everybody else. Why not trust in your Creator? Praise and bless His holy name. Why not get to the core of the matter? Why not get into the details? Why not get codified? Why are you simply doing what you're doing, expecting different results? For 402 years, we've been doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That would not suffice to the Most High. And certainly, as far as your soul is concerned, it would not suffice. So we find it's imperative. We're duty-bound and morally obligated to do no less in these studies. Perhaps you choose not to listen. That's on you. But we choose to give you the lesson. That's on us. We're all obligated to do something, and certainly in this regard. We do the best we can with what we have. We're not the Creator. We're simply spokespersons for the Creator. We pray that you choose to be a spokesperson also. Bless and praise His holy name. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf, you're saying we. Who are you making reference with? To? Well, Sister Yehudi, she is from Detroit, Michigan. She would not be with us. She's informed me to July the 5th. She's taking a sabbatical leave, and sometimes she get burnout, and sometimes you have to do what you got to do. You got to look after yourself and so on and so forth. We have Sister Aviyah from New York City. Sister Aviyah is our point woman, our sister. She tried to keep us on the straight and narrow sometimes because we're elders. We get into a tangent and go off on the reservation, and sometimes we digress. So she tried to keep us on point and so on and so forth. And we have Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell is utilizing the code in his life so he can speak for himself specifically that they work. When he was 14 years old, Cartrell was feeling some way about himself. He wanted to cash in his chips. He went to the Most High in prayer. The Most High led him in the Psalms what actions to take. And he is still with us today because he's taking the right action. He's taking a real moral compass. And also, when he was a young man, get into his work as a carpenter. I don't think it dawned upon him that he would have to do heights. Cartier had some trepidation about the house, or he had, rather. He went to the Most High again in prayer. And the Most High put his fears allay. And every morning he would get up, pray to the Most High. Every afternoon he would get up and pray in thanksgiving to the Most High. He activated the plan, the code. We try to get you to understand a relationship with the Most High is codified. Like everything in life has a code to it. Certainly you would expect the Most High has a code to interaction with him. Not all willy-nilly, happy-go-lucky, a genie in a lamp, put it on the mantle. Use it when I want to use it. It's much more deeper than that. We try to bring these lessons to your attention. Praise the Most High and bless you. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Aviyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. And all praises and glory to Yah. Lord knows, this seemed like it was a long weekend. I'm so glad to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, so much going on. Do you know? I'll make this quick. Uh-huh. This weekend was crazy. I was downstairs, a young man from walking by. He was stock naked from the foot to the top. All he had was his head covered. And nobody did nothing. I had to run upstairs and tell my son, try and get that man some clothes on him before they call the cops and kill him. But it's crazy out here. But like I said, a long weekend, but I'm back now. Thank you.
Well, we've become used to that type of behavior because of a lack of codification, a lack of empathy. We become apathetic and indifferent to the what's going on with our neighbors and so on and so forth. And I'm glad you took some initiative and not to go along with the flow. And see that as something wrong and need to be rectified.
Yeah, I don't know how people could be so cold, but they're ready to call the cops and know how these cops are trigger fingers, you know. But I'm glad
just
my
cold.
Son was here. I'm glad my son was here and put some clothes on before they call the ambulance and stuff.
That's cool. I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you did that because it shows that you know how to activate the plan. And the plan is just not simply to know or be apathetic, but it's become involved in one way or another, especially the right way.
I wouldn't be y'all if I did any other way.
Praise y'all. Thank you, Sister Abby. Okay. Now, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise. Shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God of Abraham. God of Isaac, God of Jacob. How y'all doing today?
Okay. Bless you too, brother.
Yes. And, you know, they had that gay pride parade in New York. So those people were going off like they had the freedom to do what they want to do, how they want to do, when they want to do it. But it's a shame. They don't read the word of the Most High because we understand why Yah said he would overthrow Babylon like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. But they trying to bring that flavor out, and it's only going to be to their destruction. But Yamsu, your introduction of me make me realize the peon that I am. Because me getting over my fear and doubts about the world and my fear of heights doesn't even compare to what we're reading. To what King David had to get over his fears, Daniel had to get over his fears, people jumping in lions' pits, armies rising up against people. So I feel like a little minion in conquering my little fears that I had, but it introduced me to the Most High. And whatever little fears that I had that he helped me overcome, I know that the greater fears that are to come is going to help me conquer too.
Praise y'all, Cartrell.
Yes.
Don't take anything from your experience because it's your experience. And don't take anything from that experience because, as you said, Cartrell, it got you dependent and close to the Most High as a result. Praise y'all.
Yes, sir. Praise y'all.
All right, Cartrell. So Abby, y'all, let's get started, shall we? May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps so that we don't continue being socially engineered and conditioned, that we go along with everything that he said. Because based upon the experience and the observation and the evidence, it doesn't lie. Because what they got going on, it ain't working for them, and it certainly won't work for you. Praise and bless the Most High. Chapter 51 thank you, Katria. Chapter 51 of Jeremiah. And the Most High.
I just want to say one thing before you got started.
Go ahead, Katria.
The Most High used the term Babylon, and we know that he goes back and forth in his reference to the terms that he uses. He told us we would go into Egypt again by ship, but we know that when we landed on these slave ships, they ain't Egypt. But it's like Egypt, but he calls it Egypt again by ship. So you hear Yah use these phrases and terminologies in comparison what happened to us in the past and what's going on now.
Exactly. Yeah, Cartrell, you're certainly right. The Most High goes back and forth in this denouncement of Babylon, ancient Babylon, and this modern-day Babylon. Because some things, historically speaking, as we know, never happened. So they are to happen, and Cartrell is dead on point. Okay? Thank you, Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
The utter destruction of Babylon, not only the old one and the new one, too. Thus said the Elohim, behold, I will rise up against Babylon, against those who dwell in Lachmanah, a destroying wind. I will send winnowers to Babylon, who shall winnow her and enter her land. For in the day of doom, They should be against her all around, against her. Let the archers bend his bow, lift himself up against her in his armor. Do not spare her, young men, as they did us. Utterly destroy all her army as they did us. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of Chaldeans. Those who trust thus thrust through her streets. And it Most High goes on to make reference to us. For Israel is not forsaken the 10 tribes. We know that hadn't happened, for it's like coming together again. So Carter is dead on point. But he's making reference to everybody. Hold on, y'all think she's down and out, this nation. These 10 tribes of Israel and the 3 tribes of Yehuda, Benjamin, Levites, and Yehudites. But this Elohim, the Lord, the Yah of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel, our land. Flee from the, he tells us to get away. Now, actually, now at this juncture, you really can't hardly get nowhere, because wherever you get, universal white race supremacy, all, but get away from them, as far as get away from their association. They associate with all they do and whatever they do. Set yourself aside. Be a peculiar people. Get away from them and their thoughts, their thinking, their gay rights movement, the Black Lives Matter, Democratic, Republican Party, Independent Party, Green Party, their health, their education, their labor, their law, their sex, so on and so forth. Get away from them. Set yourself apart from them. Flee from the midst of battle.
Yeah, too.
Yes.
That's an important message to our women, because we know that the Most High describes nations in terms of female, right?
Exactly.
And our women pride themselves in their political participation in Babylon, don't they?
Exactly. And their association, association, country, I may add with you, let me join forces with you on this, and their association with every endeavor, every aspect of their Babylonian life, so to speak.
Even to the degree where our sisters are the poster children for abortion.
Yeah.
And we know that's a conspiracy. These people are devious. They have us doing it to ourselves. In ancient times, Pharaoh put out the command, what? Every Hebrew boy that's born, throw him in the Nile. Right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. These people aren't even waiting until the child is born, male or female. Just abort them.
Right.
And people are standing up for those rights. Who plants the seed in the woman's womb has no say in the matter. My body, my choice. What if the man wants the baby alive? Let me have the baby. Right?
Right.
But he ain't got no say in the matter. And that's what they're fighting for.
And don't think that the Republicans are your friends either. For that matter, they're two sides of the same coin. Now, as far as the Democrats is concerned, they try to make you believe that they just want it all. They don't. It's a woman's choice. On the other hand, the Republicans want you to think that they're really taking interest in their children. Oh, they want to hit them so they can shoot them down and you can mistreat and kill them yourself. So either way you look at it, no one has your best sense at heart, the Republicans nor the Democrats.
And we know, because the woman that supports Donald Trump said it. She said, this law is going to protect white lives.
Oh, she inadvertently, Cottrell, they said she misspoke, but she said what she meant.
Yeah. Would they call it a Freudian slip?
Right.
She said what was on her mind and in her heart, and she's so full of passion. It came right out of her mouth.
Exactly. Yeah, it certainly did, my friend. All right, let's continue. Thank you, Cottrell. Flee from the midst of Babylon, and everyone save his life. Cut yourself off from them and their thinking. Do not be cut off, and do not be cut off in her iniquity. Don't get yourself killed on her account, for this is the time of the Elohim's vengeance. He shall recompense her. She'll reap what she sows. Babylon with a golden cup in Elohim's hand. He made all the earth drunk. The nation drank her wine. Therefore, the nation
not his wine.
Drink.
Not his wine.
No, the nation drank her wine.
Okay.
And that's cause and effect, Katria, on the universal white race supremacy. Therefore, the nations are deranged. Babylon suddenly fallen and been destroyed. Well for her. Take balm for her pain. Perhaps she may be healed. Katria, the Most High has a dry sense of humor, don't he?
He sure do.
Cry for Babylon. And you know, see some Negroes, you saw them. They shot down that buffalo mother, that brother. He crying for Babylon.
Exactly.
But y'all didn't mean it literally, brother. Don't cry for her. And our people are running out here trying to heal Babylon. Reverend Al Sharpton. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, they're doing everything to keep this child afloat.
And guess who's going to be wailing when Babylon falls? All these Negroes trying to keep Babylon alive.
Our house is burning, master. Our house is burning. You ain't lying. Ain't got a brick in the building, but the house is burning. So our people.
And they say our country, our constitution, our law.
I cringe. I cringe, Roger. I cringe. I look at him, Katria, and I love us. I can't do them but shake my head in derision and astonishment.
Yeah, man.
Astonishment as y'all see it.
The more crystal clear your vision is, the more bizarre it really seems.
It sounds, Katria, exactly like that. Key word, bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Katria, yeah, it is. Thank you, Katria. In verse 9, he said, we have help Babylon. Katria just made. Hold on. Miss folks. We would have healed Babylon, just like some of these walking dead Negroes are. But she is not healed. Forsake her and let her go, everyone to his own country. You better. For her judgment reaches the heavens and is lifted up to the skies. The Elohim has revealed our righteousness, his righteousness. His codification. Come, let us declare in Zion the work of Yah Elohim. That's what we need to be doing, declaring the Most High work.
Make so that will be our righteousness, right? That's what we're doing.
Exactly.
Because we definitely ain't got no righteousness of our own.
Hey, bro.
But the Most High in the last chapter said he would pardon us. And we have to be on that path of seeking him, returning to him, and doing his command.
Gadriel, as King once said, I'm lower than a dog. Mm-hmm. And I can say that in reference to Yom Suf, I'm lower than a dog, okay? And so I need the Most High righteousness. I don't need self-righteousness. That ain't going to work for me, okay? But I need the Most High righteousness. That's what we're doing here. And everybody should be doing this, Gadriel, too. So go to Yah, we're gather.us, and help us. Seek the Most High righteousness. All hands on deck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, make the arrows bright. Gather the shields. The Elohim has raised up the spirit of the kings of Medes in the ancient time and to be in his modern time. For his plan is against Babylon in ancient time and then again this modern time to destroy it, universal white race supremacy. Because it is the vengeance of the Elohim. The vision of his temple, set as a standard on the wall of Babylon. Make the guard strong, set up the watchmen, prepare the ambushes. The Elohim has both devised and done what he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. It happened a long time ago, and it's back to happen again. O you who dwell by many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come. The measure, you know, the city of Babylon was situated near water, and they had it sort of surrounded. But the Medes and Persian had a way of diverting the water, and they got into the city. So when you think you're safe and secure from all harm, you're not never safe from the Most High. Because he can put his spirit in folks, and they can see your weaknesses. to stop playing with Yah. Yah can infuse his spirit on people, and they can see clearly. They can see your weaknesses, and they can undermine you, just as they did the ancient Babylon. And they soon will do this modern-day Babylon, too.
And Yahshu.
Yes.
Look at the irony, because modern-day Babylon is surrounded by waters, too, right?
You believe it?
Many waters.
Many waters.
You got the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and you got how many rivers? The stream.
Numerous. Yeah, you got numerous rivers, brother.
And they're abundant in treasures, aren't they?
You're certainly right.
Okay.
Certainly right, Cartier. Thank you, my brother. The measure of your covetousness, the Elohim of hosts has sworn by himself, surely I will fill you with men as with locusts. They shall lift up a shout against you. He made the earth by his power, Yah. He established the world by his wisdom, Yah. His, and wisdom, she was there in the beginning. She said she was the first. And stressed that, no, I didn't say anything about the red letter people. I said wisdom. And stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Stop it, Sister Abby, I'll be nice. And stretched out the heavens by his understanding. Yes. When he uttered his voice, there's a multitude of water in the heavens. He caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He made lightning from the rain, for the rain. Yah does all this, not Mother Nature. He brings the wind out of his treasure. Yah does this. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metal is put to shame by the carved images he makes. For the, his molded is a falsehood. It's a lie. There's no breath in your crosses and all that stuff you got around your neck. They are a futile, a work of errors. That's why you have to get the code right. And the time of their punishment, they shall perish, says Yah. The portion of Yaku is not like them. You can't be like these people. You can't want to be like these people. And that's why he makes mention. Yaku, the nation, the portion, not all of them, the portion of Yaku is not like them. He is the maker of all things, and they know this. And Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. They should know this. Yah of hosts is his name. That's my name. Yah of hosts, so, you are my battle axe. Go ahead, Katra. Go ahead.
Think about that. Does Yah need an inheritance?
No, he really don't need none, but he want one with us.
There you go. How special is that? That we be considered an inheritance is the most valuable thing that a living being could have, right?
Exactly.
So how valuable are we to Yah when he calls us his inheritance?
Praise Yah. Praise Yah, Katriel. And here what he makes, thank you, Katriel, too. And here what he makes mention about, we are not weapons of war, but what we do, how we interact, how we interact with him, how we interact with his word and putting his word out there and using his righteousness, we are the battle axes of the Most High. He says it. You are my battle.
I got to clue you in.
What's the contrary?
Because he's not talking about ancient Babylon. He's talking about modern-day Babylon, where we become Yah's battle axes. Because we wasn't no battle axes against ancient Babylon, were we?
No, certainly wasn't.
Okay.
Certainly wasn't. But for our codified life with him, thus we become a domino effect. Because we're subject to him, and because our interaction with one another, we become the battle axe. We become the representative of the Most High. We become the spokesperson for the Most High. We become his battle axes. He said, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. You, Yaku, for with you I will break the nations in pieces. With you I will destroy kingdoms. With you I will break in pieces the horse and his riders. With you, Yaku, I will break in pieces the chariots Israel, with you, Yaqub. Also, I will break in pieces man and woman, with you, Yaqub. I will break in pieces old and young, with you, Yaqub. I will break in pieces your young man and the maiden, with you, Yaqub. I will break in pieces the shepherd and his flock, with you, Yaqub. I will break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen, with you, Yaqub. I will break in pieces governors and rulers, and I will repay Babylon. See, we are codified to the Most High, not doing what we want to do, how we want to do it. See, a battle axe or any instrument of war doesn't take it upon itself to use itself. A battle axe, I'm going to pop this man in the head, or instrument of war. But someone uses this instrument as a battle axe, and the Most High uses us, or will use us as that very same that a battle axe doesn't take it upon itself to do what a battle axe do, but a battle axe is codified to the person that uses it. And we are what the Most High use to help destroy the Babylon, the Babylonian culture, universal white race.
So let me give you an example from ancient times.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the name Shimshon?
Yes.
What does Shimshon do?
Shimshon went to the Philistines.
By himself. Kind
of, yeah, by himself. And caused all kind of, they were scared of that man.
Was he a battle axe?
Yeah, he definitely was a battle. I think it was a jawbone ass of a donkey one time.
Against mighty men with swords and shields and spears and bow and arrows and knives. You mean to tell me that the Most High made Shimshon his battle axe with the jawbone of an ass?
Exactly.
And so King David with three little rocks against a giant?
So don't be surprised.
Okay. That's what they fear. Because the spirit of the Most High came mightily upon these men, and they did things that were phenomenal outside of themselves.
Exactly.
So when you connected with Yah, that's the connection that they fear.
Exactly.
That we will turn into Yah's battle axes.
Exactly. Thank you, Godrail. I'm glad you pointed it out to him. So get out of that fear thing. As the Most High always tell us, fear not. Don't be fearing nobody. Now, you can't live in fear. Well, you can, but it is not conducive for you health-wise, mentally, and spiritually. Get away from the fear. Go ahead, Kyle.
You blow up, huh? So you got to bring out the list of what you're going to do. What y'all going to do with his battle axe? Break nations into pieces. Destroy kingdoms. Horses and their riders. You will break into pieces. Chariots and him will rise therein. With you, I'll break in pieces, man and woman. With you, I'll break in pieces, old man and youth. With you, I'll break in pieces, young man and the virgin. With you, I'll break in pieces, shepherd and flock. With you, I'll break in pieces, farmer and his yoke. With you, I'll break in pieces, governors and deputies. That sounds like the two angels that went into Sodom and Gomorrah, man.
Exactly.
They took anybody out.
Yeah, everybody will see the close connection that we have with the Most High, or should have with the Most High. And that we are instrument, a tool. Let's get that. Let me reemphasize what I said. We are an instrument, a tool. A tool don't make decisions. A tool is just used. Get that into your minds. Humble yourself and start being tools to be used by the Most High for His glory, not for your own self-adulation. Okay? We're servants. What Katria called us, sheeple. We're sheep. We can walk around here, beat our chests all we want. But at the end of the day, you're sheeple to universal white race purposes. You can't beat it. And stop trying to. Stop lying to yourself and to each other. But the Most High can use you to beat Babylon. Okay? Beat it too.
Even the God they serve, Jesus, said he looking for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we lost. Lost sheeple.
You better believe it, brother. You better believe
it. But I don't know if he really said that. Maybe Matthew, Mark, and John and Luke said that, but
whatever they said.
At least.
That what they said. Well, anything a universal white race supremacy said, did they say it? I'm for us prone to not believe it, okay? All right. I will repay Babylon. Thank you, Katria. 24, I will repay Babylon, all the inhabitants of Chaldea, for all the evil they have. See, you can't get away. Try as you may. You want to train back? You want to go to the good old days with Donald J. Trump and all that nonsense? You can't go backwards. You have to go forward for all the evil they have done. And Zion, in your sight, says the Elohim. Behold, I'm against you, O destroying mountain, who destroys all the earth, says the Elohim. I will stretch out my hand against you and roll you down from the rocks and make you a burnt mountain. They shall not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for a foundation. But you shall be desolate forever, says the Elohim. You want to make commentary on that, Katria?
Maybe he on mute.
Godrell.
Yes, sir.
Did I miss you, brother? You didn't want to make a commentary on that?
I missed it. I had to step out for 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
But
Go ahead, Godrell. Go ahead.
You were saying you read from 24
to 26.
I will render Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea, all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight. Yeah, all the people that plotted to overthrow Yah's plan for the nation of Israel, our inheritance, our land is our inheritance. These people, along with the nation of Babylon, this kingdom, Most High is going to take vengeance on. Behold, I'm against you, destroying mountain. And ancient Babylon wasn't really a destroying mountain. They were just a kingdom. This new Babylon has destroyed Yah's creation. As Yah, which says Yah, which destroys all the earth. Ancient Babylon didn't destroy all the earth. The earth is destroyed now. We got air pollution, water pollution, food pollution, all kind of pollution going on. And the earth is being destroyed. Animals on the extinction list. Most of that I will stretch out my hand on you, roll you down from the rocks, and will make you a burned mountain. They won't take a cornerstone from you, nor a stone for foundations. We know their foundation is the Constitution. But you will be a desolate forever, says Yah. And ancient Babylon ain't quite a desolation, but we know that modern-day Babylon, Most High is promising to destroy it forever. So none of these things that Yah's talking about has really transpired as of yet. And we know that what Yirmiyahu is speaking is futuristic.
Okay. Good, Kaji.
We haven't seen the nation of Israel turn into Yah's battle act yet. But I'm looking forward to that day.
No, we ain't rocks yet. Rock headed, but not rocks. Thank you, Katja. Verse 27, set up a banner in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nation, all nations against her, so it seems. Call the kings together against her. Ararat, Mene, Ashkenaz, white folks.
That's our brother.
Yeah, Ashkenaz.
And that banner that Yah told us to set up in the land, we got our flags, don't we? We got our flags. Yah will gather, got us. We got our flags. National banner and tribal banners. We done set them up.
Yeah. They're going against Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Appointed a general against her. Cause the horses to come up like the bristling locusts. Prepare against her the nations, the kings of Medes, his governors, all his rulers, all the land of his dominion, land with tremble and sorrow. For every purpose of Yah shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have ceased fighting. perhaps they've joined the gay rights movement. They have remained in their strongholds. Their might has failed them. Well, I guess when you're switching and swatching in the gay rights movement, I guess you can't really be a man, Mighty Mouse, Mighty Boy, but certainly not a man. Yeah. And here's a key point. They became like women. Send them
on. Bold display yesterday in New York City.
Yeah.
Bold display.
Exactly.
That's right.
They have burned their dwelling places. The bars of a gate are broken. One messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken on all sides. The passages are blocked. The reeds they have burned with fire. The men of war are terrified. Thus said Yah, host the Elohim of Israel. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing. When it's time to thresh her, yet a little while, the time of the harvesters, her harvest will come. Yes.
You saw how the Most High threw that phrase in there, the daughter of Babylon. I thought we were talking about Babylon.
No. We're flipping to the modern time, now, Katria.
Okay.
Flipping to the modern time. And now we're going back. He's not flip-flopping, but he's telling two stories at the same time. He's talking about ancient Babylon. Now he's talking about Babylon, the rotten, stanky little daughter. Okay?
Yeah.
Universal white race supremacy. Universal white race supremacy. It knows no borders. Recognize nobody else country but its own. And it runs everything. And if you think I'm lying, you can lie to yourself all you want to. And you can say, oh, you lying, Young Sue. They got African countries over there. They got kings and prime ministers. They got whatever universal white race supremacy want them to have. Okay? They don't buy and sell unless universal white race supremacy wants them to buy and sell. And they got to buy whatever universal white race supremacy wants them to buy. Okay? So stop lying to yourselves and to each other. This is a universal government. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you're honest and you love the Most High, you will see it for what it is. But if you like lying to yourself, you're not going to hear anything Yom Suf is saying. Oh, Yom Suf crazy, the nigga talking about. Okay. You let them go to war against America or Australia or France or Britain and so on and so forth and see what happened to them. It's under the auspices of the daughter of Babylon, which basically is universal white race supremacy.
And they control the World Bank.
Yes.
The other bank.
World Health Organization, the schools, yes. The medication
so
you get, everything.
When these African nations have commodities, resources, and products, the universal white racist supremacist market controls the prices of all those things.
Right, you made a key point, Cartrell. And that's why they cannot put their stuff on the market, because universal white race supremacy is not going to allow them to put their goods on the world market. That's why China is over there getting in, because China can do it, because it's a government that they scared of. But universal white race supremacy do not allow those despot governments over there to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, unless they want it done. So everything going on universally is because universal white race supremacy wants it that way. They can have all the gold in China, so to speak, tea in China. But if universal white race supremacy don't want it to put it on world market, it won't happen. I don't care how many blood diamonds they get, how many gold mountains they get. Universal white race supremacy controls the whole aspect of this universe. That's why it's called universal white racist supremacy. It's the daughter of Babylon.
The destroyer of the whole earth.
You better believe it.
And they got the weapons to do it, don't they?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I hear some of these brothers, country of their false bravado, beating their chest, tattooed feet to head, not a tatter sense in their mind. I'm a man. Ain't no white folk telling me what to do. Okay. Go on the wrong side of the track and see what happened to you. I'm a woman, Ain't no, but then you leading their parades in every aspect. And get abortion, gay rights movement, so-called Black Lives Matter. So you controlled by them. You're socially engineered.
Why they systematically take away all your rights.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, stop lying to yourself. See, the first thing you must do when you come to Yah, stop lying to yourself and each other. Because you're not going to get anywhere not facing reality. If you can't face reality, you can't get solutions. So, thank you, Gabriel. It says, went back to the olden time. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has swallowed us, Yaqub. Swallowed me up like a monster. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. He has spit me out. Let the violence done to me in olden time and this modern time and my flesh be upon Babylon. Inhabitants of Zion were set. Yaqub, us. And my blood be upon the inhabitants of Chidea Onehir. Jerusalem was set. In ancient time and certainly in the time to come. The daughter of Babylon. Therefore, thus saith the Elohim. Behold, talk unto us. I will plead your case. I will be your champion, so to speak, and take vengeance for you. You ain't got to do nothing. Put that little BB gun down and put that sling. You ain't King David, okay? You're doing too much. Yah said, I will be your champion, so to speak. I will plead your case and take vengeance for you. You ain't got to do no more. I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. Babylon shall become a heap, a dwelling place for jackals, an astonishment and a hissing, not an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions. They shall go like lions' whelps. In their excitement, I will prepare their feast. I will make them drunk, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep. And Cartier called it Sheol. And not awake, says the Elohim. Yah says, I don't need y'all. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with a male goat. Oh, how Shishak is taking. Oh, how the praise of the whole earth is seen. And boy, didn't they praise Babylon back then. And boy, do they praise the daughter of Babylon, which is virtually universal white race supremacy today. White man ice is the best ice in town. White man got the best land, the best food, the best sex, although you may have it with a goat next week. You have it with each other this week, and you may get your monkey the week after. Oh, the best sex in the world. Be nice, country.
No, you be nice, man.
Okay. How Babylon had become a desolate among nations. The sea has come over Babylon's ancient times and this time to come. She is covered with a multitude of water. And it's sinking now as we speak.
Global warming.
Global warming. Her cities are a desolation, and they will be. A dry land and a wilderness. A land where no one dwells. Through which no son of man passes. And probably would you got a nuclear war here, that would bring about those effects, wouldn't it? I will punish Baal in Babylon. I will punish the idol in Babylon. I will bring out his mouth where he has swallowed my nation, and the nation shall not stream to him. Ain't nobody going to be the pathway that like not like they did in ancient Babylon and certainly to universal white race supremacy. The daughter of Babylon, ain't nobody going to be in the pathway to her door anymore.
Donald Trump ain't got to worry about building no wall.
No, because ain't nobody going to be no pathway to their doors no more. The nation shall not stream to him anymore. Yet the wall of Babylon shall fall.
Donald Trump?
Yeah, you better believe it. My people go out in the midst of her. Let everyone deliver themselves from the fear. Y'all need to get away from the universe, white race, and everything and every aspect that it believes in since sport. It's going to cost you if you get caught up in there. Let everyone deliver himself from the fierce anger of the LM. And unleash your heart faith. And you fear for the rumor that will be heard. There will be rumors heard in the land. A rumor will come 1 year. And after that, another rumor, another year, a rumor will come. And violence in the land, and it's already started. Ruler against ruler, Democrat against Republican. Therefore, behold, the days are coming that I will bring judgment on the carved images and my. This country, this Western Hemisphere, not only these shores of the United States of America, they got plenty of carved images. They got warehouses. Matter of fact, they got them on horses all over the place. You know what I mean? They call them, what do they call them, Cartrell? Statues and whatnot.
Yeah.
Not only they got religious idols, they got idols for men. They call them statues. Statue of Liberty. Statue for this. Statue for that. Nothing representative of the
moment. If you touch it or if you face it.
Exactly.
Not to talk about the Catholic Church.
Yeah, they got warehouses of idols, brother. It says the whole land shall be ashamed. Universal white race supremacy shall be ashamed. All her slain shall fall in her midst. Then the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall sing joyfully. Everybody gonna be happy with universal white race gone. Shall sing joyfully over Babylon. For the plunder shall come to her from the north, says the Elohim. As Babylon had caused the slain of Israel to fall, so Babylon, the slain of the earth, shall fall. You who have escaped the sword, get away. Do not stand still. Get to moving. Remember Yah afar off, and let Jerusalem come to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame have covered our faces. For strangers have come to the sanctuaries of Yah's Elohim. Back in the day, they came into the Most High Sanctuary. As a matter of fact, indirectly, they're still coming into the sanctuary of the Most High by reference of us. By the mission.
And now
you
know.
Right.
We are confounded.
Yeah, we're
confused.
We're totally about everything.
Yep.
And that's
confounded
a shame.
And confused.
That's a shame, Cartrell.
Yeah, man.
Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Elohim. I will bring judgment on her carved images. Throughout all her land, the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon were to mount up to heaven, and though she were to fortify the height of her strength, yet for me, plunders would come to her, says the Elohim. She will get back up.
So ancient Babylon, from what I know, they didn't mount up to the sky.
No, and they didn't get back up.
They didn't have a space program.
No.
Modern Babylon, built up Babylon,
modern
they mounted
this
up to the sky.
Yeah, this is modern day. But that's going to come to an end, says the Most High. And she ain't going to get back up. The sound of a cry came from Babylon, a great destruction from the land of Chaldeans, because the Elohim is plundering Babylon, silencing her loud voice. Though her waves roar like great waters, the noise of her voice is uttered because the plunder come against her, against Babylon. Her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bones is broken. For Yah is the Elohim of recompense. You will reap what you sow. I will surely repay. I will make drunk her princesses. They act like they're drunk now. And wise men. Stupidity. Her governors, her deputies, her mighty men. They shall sleep a perpetual death in Sheol and not wake, says the king. Who's the king? Whose name is the Elohim of hosts? He said, I'm the king. Thus said some of you guys running around to make it like y'all make-believe kings. Yeah, you ain't got no land to get nobody nothing. You can't do nothing for your wife. She getting food stamps. You getting some of that. But you the king. They got eight children by five different daddies, and she getting food stamps and stuff. But this guy running around talking about he the king. Come on, man.
Well,
y'all
don't
need no food stamp. Go ahead, Cartrell.
We know the king's name, right?
Yah, that's what he said. And you
better
believe
it. He's showing you what I keep telling you, King David keeps talking about. There's
exactly.
A perpetual sleep, and there's a sleep that you wake up from. You don't want to sleep the perpetual sleep. You
no.
want to sleep and wake up again. And that's when Yah restores your soul. The
perpetual
you better get away
from that nonsense, Cartrell. Well, Cartrell, the only thing I can say to that, and I concur with you, you better get away from that nonsense. Okay?
And Babylon will put you in that perpetual sleep if you're down
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Godrell, thank you very much, brother.
Yes, sir.
And, hold on.
58.
Okay. I'm looking. We got one more chapter in Jeremiah. We're going to conclude tomorrow. But let us finish this off. And Cartier is going to make some commentaries, perhaps, as he'll move on to the 57th chapter of Psalms. Thus says the Elohim of Hosts, I'm the king. Broad walls of Babylon will be utterly broken. Her high gates shall be burned with a fire. The people will labor in vain to try to support her and to make her work. The nations, because of the fire, they shall be weary because of a continual burning. Jeremiah commands Sariah. The words which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sariah, the son of Neriah, the son of Mashiah, when he went with King Zedekiah, the king of Yehuda, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. Jeremiah was the quartermaster. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that would come upon Babylon. All these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, when you arrive in Babylon and see it, read all these words like we're doing on the Real Talk for Real People show. Then you say, oh yeah, you have spoken against this plate to cut it off in olden time and modern times too. So that's why we're telling this now. Because you need to be told this now. And this daughter of Babylon, so that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but it shall be a desolate place, and surely it is the ancient one. Now it shall be, when you finish reading this book, that you should tie a stone to it and throw it out in the Euphrates River. Then you shall say, thus Babylon shall sink and not rise from the catastrophe that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. He kept it real, just like we try to keep it real on the Real Talk for Real People show. Jeremiah the prophet didn't sugarcoat it. And certainly we're morally obligated and duty-bound to not sugarcoat the truth. For the ancient Babylon and for her daughter, the daughter of Babylon, which is virtually universal white race supremacy and national, a universal government. All right, Cartrell, you have the mic, and Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Very interesting chapter.
So wait a minute, let me ask, so once you get rid of the daughter of Babylon, that's it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Last kingdom, yeah, universal one.
That's it.
And he says, thus will Babylon sink and will not rise again because of the evil that I'll bring on her, and they'll be weary. And we see the evil the Most High is bringing on this nation. We got more mass shootings, more guns than they got people.
But be not fooled. We're not talking about a piece of land per se. We're talking about whatever universal white race supremacy exists, it will sink, okay?
It's a kingdom, not a nation. So what I find interesting, that these last words, the prophet Yirmiyahu commanded Sariah, who is the quartermaster. Y'all know what a quartermaster is?
Yeah, he keeps a quartermaster in the Marine Corps. Any service is the one that keeps everything that servicemen need, food, clothing, any tents. Quartermaster has access and control over everything that a Marine Corps would need. And just like a quartermaster, as far as our person was concerned, Sariah was in control over everything that the nation needed.
Specifically, he's the quartermaster for the king.
He's the master of quarters, and a quarter
is the place that you stay. So like you said, he has to take care of his clothes, his food, right. comfort.
Right.
That's what a quartermaster is. He made sure the king was
right,
comfortable.
Roger. You're certainly right. You're
yes.
certainly right.
But he was the quartermaster for King Zedekiah. And this
right.
message is to King Zedekiah, who we know is an evil king. But in
right.
this note that is being presented to King Zedekiah, it's not talking about him or his evil or his wickedness. This letter is concerning Babylon, which means
exactly.
King Zedekiah got hope for the future, right? As evil as he was, why should he get this message that Babylon's going to be destroyed and sunk and not rise again? Why should King Zedekiah get this message?
Right.
Because he has a chance in the future if we pray for him that Yah forgive him for all his deeds. So we see that the Most High goes back and forth, and we see he's talking about the end of days because he's talking about bringing his fire and making Israel his battle axe. But we have
exactly.
to be worthy to be Yah's battle axe. It's only
right.
in the pursuit of Yah that we will achieve this goal. Because we don't want to be a part of Babylon, nor do we want to suffer for the iniquities of what Babylon has done to us. Why should we suffer for Babylon, with Babylon, for what they've done to us? We need to get up
right.
and get out in our mind, in our spirit, in
right.
our deeds, and our actions. Gather yourselves together. Let's work for each other and prepare
right.
for Yah making us his battle axe.
That's a beautiful thing, but it's true. That's codified right there.
Yeah, man.
That's
so
right.
we have to see the whole picture, the whole plan, the whole story. And you just can't take verses out of it and think that you have the wholeness of the understanding.
Right. Yeah, so I'm trying to support and I'm trying to be a supporting effort to keep things. Let them do like they do. Let them, if they want to do that, let them do that. You don't need to be no part of that. You stay out there with folk business. Get in your own business. Get you some business. And you got some business. I want you to do your business. And stop trying to do their business. Stop trying to support our Constitution, our judges, our presidency. Man, you ain't got nothing, man. Ain't none of that, y'all. You ain't got a brick of nothing. And the money they got you, if you got some, is what they want you to have. That's Bill Carter. That's Michael Jackson. They'll take away just as they gave it to you. Stop lying to yourself. And they stop trying to support this daughter of Babylon with all this idolatry and homosexuality, lesbianism, so-called Black Lives Matter, and so on and so forth. My wife tell me at her job, the gay folk, they had a big old flag in the lunch room. Big old flag. That's what they want you to do. And you can't even see it. Because you don't even know the Most High. You're blind and you're deaf and dumb. And you're stupid like the Most High said. I'm not saying anything in addition to what the Most High didn't say about you. Do that mean I don't love you? No, that means I do love you. That means if I see a little child running in the street, do I go say, hey, little boy, stop it. Little girl, don't run. No, it's sometimes to raise your voice. Just like the Most High raises his voice. Sometimes it's time and place for everything, like King Solomon said. You stop running in the street, you're going to get run over. Get out that street, boy. Get out that street, girl. All that soft talk, it's time and place for that. It's time and place for that when you got your mind right for the soft talk. But now, when you, somebody got to get your attention. And we try to get your attention on the real talk, real people show. But you don't want to hear that. You want to hear, which way the white man go? He got all there. My house is burning. Our house, Master. Our house is burning. Man, you don't want a brick in the house. And we still got that mindset because we're socially engineered and conditioned. We've been at that for 402 years in counting. And some of us just can't get away from the daughter of Babylon. That's our problem. We need to get in our own business. Go to YahWillGather.us and get in your own business. Stop trying to salvage and save their business. Y'all said it ain't going to be. Now, who you going to go for? You going to go against the king, your creator? Are you going to listen? Which way the white folk goes? You better stop it. Go ahead, Contra.
And even before you go to the nation's website, YahWillGather.us, which the elders put together so the nation can join themselves, you need to start with yourself. Because
exactly.
The beauty of this program is that we don't do the Skip to Malu education. We read the whole thing. And when you read the whole thing, you get the whole picture. When you have the whole picture, you could see things clearly, like that song says. I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
See all obstacles in my way.
You got to see the obstacles. Right?
You better believe it.
And the study we're doing shows us all obstacles, and it helps us to see clearly. When you do the Skip to Malu education, you can be easily manipulated and programmed and sent in the wrong direction.
Exactly.
So we give thanks for this Block Talk, Real Talk for Real People show, because we do the due diligence, we do the discipline to see the whole plan. And we hope and pray that our people will do the same. Because if you have not seen the whole plan, then you're basically deceived and you have blindness in your eye. You should
exactly.
be able to explain Yah's plan like the back of your hand. We should know this, because this is our salvation. Our souls mm-hmm. depend on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Praise Yah. Bless the Lord. The King.
How much is your soul worth? You want to live that, you want to sleep that perpetual sleep, or you want to wake back up?
Exactly.
Me, I'm trying to get away from that perpetual sleep. You ain't never waking back up. Creation is too good. Huh?
We don't think contrary. We don't think out of the box. We've been put in the box, and the box, Yah's over the box, and we still sitting in the box, thinking inside the box. We refuse to think outside of the box. We refuse to think what is possible. Because they told you that nothing is possible without them having a say so in it. Not true. And that was a lie.
So who's king? Are they the king or is Yah the king?
Most times, Yah and Yaqub.
And who are you going to listen to? You going to listen to them or are you going to listen to the king?
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub.
And how many of our people know the king?
The evidence suggests, Cottrell, that not very many.
How many people try to get to know the king?
The evidence suggests, Cottrell, not very many.
How many people try to connect with the king?
The evidence suggests, Cottrell, not very many.
So we can't worry about the not very many. Got to worry about the few, right? We can't even worry about the few, because they once they got the code, they walking fearlessly in the earth. Knowing the king is king, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do, right?
The fortune of Yaqub is what we need to do.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Yah means, that I will be, or we will be, his battle axe. What does that mean, Yah? Woo-wee!
Now, I think, Katria, in some small measure, that we are on the Real Talk for Real People show.
Are we getting there? But I know that he used Moses and his brother, Aaron, as battle axes against Pharaoh, and all they had was two sticks.
Exactly. And if you want to be totally confused about everything, you don't want to study with us. As a matter of fact, you don't want to study either. You don't have to study with us, but we at least implore and encourage you to study. Burn up your night all on your own. Do a complete contextual study. As Katria indicated, stop to skip to the root. Start studying
the context. I noticed one thing about universal white racial supremacy. They always give us images of white men with great power. Thor,
yeah.
Hercules,
yeah.
Hulk.
You better
they're obsessed
it.
With them.
You better believe it. That's called social engineering and conditioning.
And even the women, they witches with power. They're making women superheroes with all this white Wonder Woman. And, okay. That stuff
yeah,
is
no
fantasy
lie.
For you.
And all
but it's real
people
false.
Are thugs and robbers and thieves.
Social engineering. At its best, Sustavia.
When a role that they show should be reversed. They are the thieves. And we are the ones with the superpowers, because we are inherited. We are the inheritance of Almighty Yah, and He's our inheritance, and He gives us His superpowers, like He gave to Shimshon, and Moshe and Aharon. The Spirit of the Most High comes mightily upon His people, His inheritance, and that's what they fear. So they don't want us to know who we are, because that Spirit will come mightily upon us, where Yah will use us as His battle axes. Woo-wee! I was watching Hercules yesterday, and he had a big battle axe. He was crushing everything.
The Most High has a bigger one, okay?
Oh, yeah. Your arms too short. The boxing, yeah. What do you say? He broke Pharaoh's arm? When you got broke arms, you can't fight with nobody.
All right, Godzilla. As we're through with our commentary on the 51st chapter of Jeremiah, and we're all done, that's on the F. Cottrell, I know, is prepared to move on with the 51st chapter of the Psalms.
Yes, sir. Psalms 51. Back to our King David. And this song is not a good song. This is a song titled A Song by King David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Woo-wee. Let's see what King David has to say in regards to the situation with Bathsheba. Everybody know what happened with Bathsheba, right?
Refresh my memory, Katya.
Bathsheba was the wife of Uriah the Hittite. And he saw her taking a shower or a bath one day, and he wanted her. And he sent Uriah, her husband, the Hittite, to the front of the battle to be slain so he could justify what he did with the man's wife, Bathsheba.
Mm-hmm.
This is King David's prayer after the incident. All praise to the Holy One of Israel and to our King. Because he was bold enough, I wouldn't say bold enough, humble enough, to acknowledge what he had done. His plea and his prayer to Yah. Have mercy on me, Elohim, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. And that should be our prayer, because we all have them, don't we?
Yes,
wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. And here King David is showing you that we all have an opportunity to confess our sins before Yah and plead and beg for Yah to have mercy, to show His loving kindness, that He would wash us and forgive us and blot out our iniquities and our transgressions. For I know my transgressions, and each and every one of us know our transgressions, don't we? My sin is constantly before me, and it should be. You know what you did. Against you and only you have I sinned. Well, I don't know about that. You sinned against Uriah the Hittite, my man, and done that which is evil in your sight. But kings, that's what they did. They took men's wives, they killed them, and took their wives. That's why Abraham told Sarah, what do you tell her? Tell these people you're my sister, because they'll kill me and take you. That's what kings did in ancient times. It wasn't justified, it wasn't right, but that's what kings did. So you may be proved right when you speak. Yeah, because y'all going to judge you. Why you do that, King David? Why you take that man's wife? Which is what he did. He sent Nathan the prophet to question him on his actions and justify when you judge, because y'all going to judge you for your transgressions, your sins, and iniquity. And you better get him before him, confess them before him, ask for his mercy before he starts to judge you. Because if you try to hide them and act like you never did them and you continue in those ways, that's when the judgments are really harsh. No mercy, no loving kindness, no pardon. Mm-hmm. Behold, I was born in iniquity, and my mother conceived me in sin. That sounds like Christianity. Born in iniquity and shaped in sin. Probably heard that a lot in Christianity. But where did they get that from? Behold, you desire truth on the inward parts. You can't be lying to yourself, thinking that you could hide your transgressions, your sins, and iniquities from the Most High. You have to be truthful to yourself. You teach me wisdom in the innermost place. So yes, I know I can't hide my sins, and I must confess them. And this is the wisdom that you gave me. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Okay, so King David let us know that he has some broken bones, maybe as a result of his actions. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim. Renew in me a right spirit within me. So we hear Yom Suf quoting King David all the time. And this is where the quote comes from. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim. Renew a right spirit. Because the heart and the spirit, they go hand in hand. And your heart is clean and your spirit is renewed. Then you've changed from the ways that you've known. This is what change means. A clean heart and a renew a right spirit. Don't throw me from your presence. And you never want one to throw you away from his presence. And don't take away your Holy Spirit from me. Don't let Yah do that to you, ever. Take the Holy Spirit away from you. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Because when you know Yah's salvation, guess what? You should have joy. You shouldn't be walking around moaning and groping and complaining. If you know Yah's salvation, you know that it's not an easy path. But you see, salvation is the light at the end of the tunnel, if you make it. Uphold me with a willing spirit, which is most important, because most people don't have a willing spirit. Your spirit has to be willing. I can't force you to serve you. I can't force you to see the truth. You have to be willing. Then I will teach you. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. So you become a servant, and you want other people to improve. Sinners will be converted to you, which is why we have the Real Talk, Real People Show, to restore the joy of salvation, to create the willing spirit in our people, to teach transgressors the ways of the Most High, and convert sinners, because we all sin, back to the Most High by teaching them the codes and what he requires of us as his creation. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed. Oh, yeah, she killed Uriah the Hittite and took his wife. So if you got blood on your hands, you're guilty. And you can't hide it. You know, you got away from prosecution. You had slick lawyers. If you got blood on your hand, you're guilty. And I don't know if OJ got blood on his hands, but he got away in court. But Yah is the final judge. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O Elohim, the Elohim of my salvation. And salvation is constantly on King David's mind because he wants his soul to receive salvation. My tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness, which he does constantly, which is why we have so many psalms and songs by King David. Yah, open my lips and my mouth shall declare your praise, which is what he's done. And we give thanks that he's left it in writing so we can read it and even apply it to ourselves. So you do not delight in sacrifice, or else I would give it. Because he's a rich man, he's a powerful man, he got plenty of sheep. That's how he grew up, raising sheep. And Yah doesn't delight in that. You have no pleasure in burnt offerings. That's not going to appease Yah. Your confession, your acknowledgement, your desire to change, to have a new spirit, a new heart, that's what Yah wants. And he says it. The sacrifices of Elohim are of a broken heart. Yes, he's telling truth to your own self. You sin, you transgressed against Yah, and you got to acknowledge it. And your spirit should be broken because you knew better. Oh, Elohim, you will not despise a broken and a contrite heart. So, yes, most of our people's hearts are broken, but we left out the other element, which is to be contrite. Contrite is that spiritual change, a new heart and a new spirit. That's what to be contrite is. Broken, you're found out and you know you're guilty. Contrite means that you want to change. Do well in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, in burnt offerings, and in whole burnt offerings. When everything is in order and men walk the earth correctly, that's when Yah will delight in the sacrifices that we bring. Then they will offer homes on your altar when everything is right. When mankind's heart is right and they confess and acknowledge their sins and iniquities and transgressions, that's when things are in order for the most high. Can't have one without the other. Can't bring up offerings to try to cover your sin. This is what people do in Christianity. They say, this man died for our sin. This is an offering. It's not a burnt offering, but it's a sacrifice that they say that he made for our sins. And that's not really acceptable to the Most High. No offering that you offer to the Most High is acceptable unless you confess and you have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Where you want your spirit to be willing so you can enjoy the joy of your salvation. So King David always lays it out, and it's so deep the way he does. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for the words of our King.
Well,
praise up.
Praise up. That's why I always suggest and encourage people to not try to cover your faults. The Most High knows what your faults are. That's why King David always said, let no sin have dominion over me. Pray that. If you got a problem with something, a shortcoming, ask the Most High to let no sin have dominion over me that keeps me separated from you. Pray for that new heart so you can not cover the matter over. If you shed innocent blood, if you shed blood at all, if you know you got a shortcoming, don't try to cover it over. Try to eradicate the problem. Ask the Most High. Be your rock, your shield. The wings beneath that you hide, beneath the pinions of his wings. The rock you stand upon, his high tower. Ask him, like King David, that's why I always suggest and encourage that you get a new heart and a new spirit like King David. Not one that covers over sin. Not one that hides faults. Not one that fault finds, but one that works on oneself and overcome one's shortcomings. Because you don't want to be separated from Yah. True change comes about because you have a humble heart and a humble spirit. You want to change. You're brokenhearted because you know you need to change. And it ain't going to come about you because you got your head on your chest, your behind on your back, and you think you're the best thing since sliced bread. It ain't going to work like that. And so that's why I encourage everybody in closing to ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit like King David. Because otherwise, we're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And that's what it is. That's the definition of insanity by Alcoholics Anonymous. And I have to agree with that. If you want real change, you got to start, like Cartrell said, you got to start with the man and the woman in the mirror. You got to ask them to change their ways. Asking someone else without showing change is futile. It's foolish. King David knew that. You need to learn this. If you want real change, start with yourself. And King David knew this. You got to start with your own self. You got to make demands on your own self. I might not know what you did, but the Most High know what you did. He's going to hold you accountable. So ain't no sense you finger pointing at somebody else about their shortcomings. You need to get yourself right with the Most High. And that's what it's all about, getting yourself right. Go ahead, Katrina.
As snitches get stitches, right? But check universal white racial supremacy, right?
Yes.
You know about the Miranda right? You have the right to remain silent. No, confess your sin. Then you got the Fifth Amendment, right?
Right.
The right not to speak unless you incriminate yourself, right?
Right.
And then they got what they call executive privilege.
Oh, okay. Well, you better discard all that nonsense, and you better start confessing every morning. and you better start no sin have dominion over you. It keeps you separated from the Most High. You better start asking for a new heart and a new spirit, unlike King David. So you are learn to be contrite. Learn to be ashamed. We're not ashamed. We do anything, say anything, act any kind of way. and express no shame. Like, Sister, who
and I'm going to use my Miranda rights, my Fifth Amendment rights, to my executive privilege, and nobody in jail is guilty. Everybody innocent.
Well, just like Sister Abby, I said, that's why them folks, because their fingers are broken, they walk right by that naked man, and then nobody give a damn. Okay? We sick. We sick in the heat. Be honest about it. Suppose I'm sick. I'm socially engineered in condition. I'm sick as I want to be. I need to be the man or woman that you want me to be. The best thing I want to see, I want to see myself through your eyes so I can be the best man or woman that you want me to be. Stop seeing yourself through the eyes of universal right, race, privilege, that anything goes. And the worst we treat each other is the best we can treat each other. We're a hot mess, and the evidence don't lie. We need to get our minds right. We need to get new hearts and new spirit like King Darwin. That's the only thing going to work for us, because everything going to work against us, because we're trying to utilize the, what Cottrell said, the Fifth Amendment. Don't tell on yourself. You better start bitching and fall down on yourself. You better get it right. I ain't going to lie to you. I tell on me, Cottrell. I tell on me. I say, because the most I know already. Tato since me lying to myself. So I guess it ain't snitching when you're telling on yourself, Cottrell.
You can't hide from yourself. There you go. There you are.
I don't want to talk about it.
Anywhere you go, there you are. And you might as well confess to you.
I'm snitching on me, Cottrell. I don't care what you say. I ain't going to say nobody else did it. I'll say, yup, who did it, y'all? Yeah, he did.
That's right.
He certainly did.
King David could have easily blamed Bathsheba. She out there in front of my eyes, bathing butt naked. She knew she wanted me. And you know the king. You know the king. You know the king. You told us to kill the Hittites, and that's what I did. I killed that Hittite. You're right. I killed him. That's what you told us to do. He could have said that, right? No, he went straight to the mirror when it was brought to his attention.
Right?
As soon as it was brought to his attention, like, it hit him like a ton of bricks. Like, it's me. It ain't my favorite.
Right.
It ain't your right. It's me.
Right.
How many of us, how many people do that? And I need to change because I never want to do that again.
What Michael Jackson said, I'm asking a man and a woman in the mirror
no doubt.
To change their ways. So you got to change your ways.
Every time I hear people talk about King David, they talk about the situation with Bathsheba. But they never mention that he immediately confessed it, right, humbled himself, and accepted the punishment that Yah gave him.
Exactly.
They don't mention that one.
There's consequences. See, people fail to know culture. His first child died as a result of that. That's consequences.
That's right. That's right.
Although he had King Solomon with her, his first child with her died as a result of his actions. There's going to be some consequences. Accepted consequences. Accept what the Most High going to do. He's going to get you behind whooping. Just accept the behind whooping and keep it moving.
It's and Bathsheba didn't take no abortion pill either, did she?
No, she didn't abort the baby. She didn't have nobody in the stomach, okay?
Huh?
She didn't have nobody in the palace wanted the mighty man kick in the stomach. No, she didn't do all that.
It crushed King David when he lost that baby too, didn't it?
It certainly did.
Oh, yeah.
He passed and prayed when the baby died. He got on up. He said, well, look here, y'all. Master, why you eating here? He said, hold on. I did the best I could when the baby was here. I'm going to go to him before he go to me. So it was just me keeping on crying. See, some of y'all don't know how to stop crying to the Most High. Okay? When you got your answer, just leave it alone. Go about your business. Get up, wash your face, go about your business. Okay? You already got your answer. Either you're going to do it or you ain't going to do it. Okay?
And he didn't know that baby at all, but it crushed him, which means he had a connection with that baby, whether he knew that baby or not.
Right. Well, you know how he loved Absalom. Absalom would work 2 days flat.
Yeah. Absalom was worth it, though.
Yeah, you got to get him. He loved the cheer, man. He loved the cheer, just like I love mine. And sometimes I feel they ain't worth 2 days flat. But they mind. They mind.
And, right. And that's where the most time showed me love. Because at 14, like you be talking, I thought there was no love in the earth, and you get pure love from your children. Unconditionally,
Yeah. Yeah, they love you. They don't look for something. Most times they gonna beg you anyway.
at least when they babies.
Yeah.
Up until about when they get 7, 8 years old. When they start
babies, to 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, when they hit that 13, you already know. Man, where you come from?
Who are you?
What's wrong with you? I remember how daddy babies, my youngest. Oh, she stayed up on the daddy. Now I can't find out what she is. Oh, man. But she's still mine. All right, y'all. Look here, Katya, thank you very much, brother. And thank you, Sister.
Yes, y'all.
And thank you, fellow students, for joining with us and studying the Most High and having these anecdotal conversations and so on and so forth. And thinking outside the box with us. Because as long as you're socially engineered in condition, you can't see and you can't hear. And none of what we say is going to have any effect upon you. Ask the Most High for a new heart and spirit like King David. It'll work for you. Anything else by evidence is working against us. And we are crazy as we want to be. It's true. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. My soul and all that is within me. And I know my co-hosts and fellow students feel the very same way. Katriel, Sister Abia, any closing remarks and our commentaries?
As always, I say straight up and keep seeking Yah.
You better believe it.
Long and good night.
Praise Yah.
Shout out to all the battle actions out there who's in tune with Yah, who's lifting their people up. Sister Yehudi, Ima, Adora, all the sisters and brothers that are out there that are not on show tonight. May the Most High bless and be with them, even the audience that's here tonight. Shalom and good night.
And don't get it twisted. We may be old battle axes, but we're still battle axes. Praise the Most High. Oh, it's true. Nothing like a good old battle axe. It's been through the war. We love y'all.